Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're kicking off the second hour of the program. You, of course, can bring us what you want. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
So in the last hour, before we got a bunch of interesting phone calls, in the last hour, we started the show talking about Milo Yiannopoulos, who normally really isn't worth mentioning. But I saw this headline and I was just so amused. I thought, you know, Ari is going to be in tonight. We gotta talk about this.
I am equally amused.
Yeah.
So
Milo Yiannopoulos now coming out as ex-gay, quote unquote, ex-gay, according to, let's see what this site is. Life Site News. It's got to be some sort of right-wing religious thing. Right at the top, it says help keep abortion out of the Dominican Republic. So, yeah, give you some idea of who we're dealing with. LifeSite, LifeFacts, LifePetitions, a nonprofit internet service dedicated to issues of culture, life, and family. So, yeah, LifeSite.
So, yeah, the Christian right.
Yeah, it looks that way. I'm not sure if they're Catholics or what the deal is with them. Headquartered in Toronto, Canada, founded in 1978, it is a pro-life group. So anyway, that's who interviewed Milo, and they asked him about becoming, quote-unquote, sodomy-free, asking him if there was any sort of an event that encouraged this, that triggered his decision.
Now, he could still engage in sodomy mm-hmm. with women.
This is true.
And, I mean, that's practically condoned in the Songs of Solomon.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, they're vulgar. Yeah.
Is that in the Bible?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you want to tell us more about how vulgar or like...
Wait, no, I just want to know about pegging in the Bible.
It's very poetic. So it's not straightforward, mm-hmm. but lots of Christians have done research on this. And yeah, it's totally okay with sodomy between men and women. At the
Bible
very least.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about pegging, which is different than what...
Different, yeah, let's not get into that.
Well, that's a form of sodomy. Yeah.
So anyone, he says, who's read me closely over the past decade must surely have seen this coming. He says, I wasn't shy about dropping hints. He said in a New York Times best-selling book, Dangerous, I heavily hinted I might be, quote, coming out as straight in the future. And in my recent stream of consciousness telegram feed, I've been even more explicit, stomach-churningly so. If the comments under my X Days Without Sodomy posts are anything to go by. I've always thought of myself as a Jack Bauer sort of figure. The guy who does...
That?
Isn't he like an... isn't he a fictional character in Tom Clancy novels? I believe he's the lead character in some of his novels, I think.
Anyway. It doesn't sound like it's an appropriate analogy for Milo, at the very least.
He says, the guy who does the hideous, inexcusable things no one else can stomach, without which... The Republic will fall.
Just like sodomy?
Is that what he's talking about?
It's not clear. But whatever it is he's saying, he believes that he is the bulwark, that it is he who is stopping in his acts that are stopping the Republic from falling. I know that.
Meanwhile, he can only get interviews on this random site called LifeSite.
He says, and I know that means my name will always be cursed and I'll always be a scorned outsider. So the temptation is to throw out any consideration of living well or truthfully, but even Jack Bauer has to confront his maker sooner or later. The LifeSite asks...
The ego on this guy is unreal.
Last summer, you posted on Parler pictures of members of the Changed movement with the caption, look at these beautiful souls, rid of their demons and cured of their sinful urges. Can't you tell they've been saved? I can. Are you now able to add your picture to theirs with that same caption? I presume this is the We Were Gay, Now We're Not movement. Changed, C-H-A-N-G-E-D, all in capital letters. Are you familiar with this at all?
No, I don't pay attention to this nonsense. I mean, sure. I've looked into some things generally for humorous reasons. Like there are therapists who are convinced that they can cure gay, and their examples are just atrociously bad. Like their formerly gay clients coming in and just describing all of the various flowers that they give their girlfriends in exquisite detail, and describing how the men dress in pistachio-colored shirts. I mean, it's just the gayest stuff you've ever heard.
Yeah.
They're still not straight. They're just no longer having sex with dudes.
They're like gay guys in denial now, essentially. So Milo says no. So saying no, he shouldn't be added to their picture. And I don't suppose I'll ever be brave enough to declare it a thing of the past. I treat it like an addiction. You never stop being an alcoholic. So that's sort of, he's sort of acknowledging what you were saying earlier. It's like, he's still gay.
Okay.
He says, I treat it like an addiction. You never stop being an alcoholic. As for the changed movement, I guess they're Californian. They don't see how funny their website is, or maybe they're dirty non-doms who think God loves you the more gayer you act. But I was slightly making fun of them with that caption, he said. Someone really ought to tell them to use more heterosexual-looking photos on their website. I can share some tips.
I'm sure you can.
My followers have been giving me a crash course in all-American straight guy aesthetics, which apparently includes growing a mullet and learning to drive stick.
I don't know how to tell him this, but driving a stick is like what trans people do.
Is that right?
They get a Nintendo Switch and they drive a stick shift. Don't know why, but those are the rules. I didn't make them up.
I've also heard that bisexual people have clear phone cases. That's like a Twitter thing.
Milo was then asked by LifeSite, in what ways has this impacted your personal and social life? He says, well, the guy I live with has been demoted to housemate, which hasn't been easy for either of us. It helps that I can still just about afford to keep him in Givenchy and a new Porsche every year. Could be worse for him, I guess. So he's calling his previous lover his housemate now. My own life has changed dramatically, though it crept up on me while I wasn't paying attention. I'm someone who responds to micromanagement and accountability, so I've found counting days an effective bulwark against sin. In the last 250 days, I've only slipped once, which is a lot better than I predicted I would do.
I can only laugh at that. But I'm also looking at the changedmovement.com.
What is this?
It's just formerly gay dudes.
Quote, unquote. Formerly gay. And by the way, there's a lot of these formerly gay guys that have gone through the conversion therapy that then go back and they admit that they were never converted.
By and large, it's people who are like, oh, I got into the rave scene and I started doing drugs and all of this. And then I became gay. And then some preacher reached to me and I was like, I need to be more. And apparently they equated being gay to doing the drugs and partying and all of that. So
I've been to raves, but I didn't go gay.
They just scratched it all out.
It feels as though a veil has been lifted in my house, he says, like there's something more real and honest going on than before. It's been a gradual uncovering rather than a dramatic reveal. Maybe that lack of theater or spectacle is a sign the gay impulses truly are receding. He says the best metaphor I know is that of a flower blooming, of nature's epiphany. He says an image I know.
I'm a delicate flower blooming
beneath
the scorching southern sun.
I know Carol Hauslander was found of. I don't know who they are fond of. I think it was Hauslander who said, quote, whatever is loving in man and whatever is lovable in man is Christ in man. I take this to mean the more love and the less lust in us, the more we cease to obscure Christ and instead reveal him in whose image we are made. I don't mean to suggest it's been easy, just simple. Our Lord endured worse than any of us and promised us that we have to take up a heavy cross each day. Ronald Knox says via the Via Crucis shows us the three ways we can carry our cross, with bitterness like the unrepentant thief, with grim resignation like the repentant thief who said it was what he deserved, or with love like the Lord who never minimized suffering but said it would in God's time redeem us. He says, secretly I feel I've done enough good in this life to excuse me from earthly penance for past sins. Your readers will no doubt respond rightly that this statement demonstrates how far I have to go. The best advice I can give others in my situation is check your pride, not your privilege. So often it's vanity or conceit or self-satisfaction that gets in the way of accepting Christ. Learn to catch it before it takes root.
And if self-satisfaction gets in the way of accepting Christ, then why would I want to accept Christ? That's not much of a sales pitch, dude. Oh, you can't be satisfied anymore. You're going to be a bit miserable. It's going to be difficult. But
a better afterlife.
But your actual life will suck.
Right. 603-283-6160. Do you believe this guy? You can share your thoughts with us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Come on. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Everyone's always talking about, buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin? Getting paid with it? That's the way. It is money, after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPay is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get our free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. AnyPayX.com.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thank you to Dodger, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Dodger contributing to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can help us do that for just $5 a month, and that's all it takes to be a silver amplifier. You can do more if you like. We certainly appreciate whatever amount you would like to send on in over at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. We're reading from LifeSite News, which is apparently a right-wing Catholic quote-unquote news website. In this case, they have the exclusive interview with Milo Yiannopoulos, who, like I said before, normally he's not really worth talking about, but it's particularly entertaining when a flaming gay guy comes out and actually claims to be straight, while at the same time clearly indicating that he is still very, very gay. So it's not clear if he is trolling the conservatives as well here with what he's doing. It's Ian Bonney and Aria in the studio tonight. But there's one more question with a fairly entertaining answer here that I wanted to share with you in this interview from LifeSite News. So LifeSite News just gives him an open-ended, anything else you'd like to add? And Milo says, I have enjoyed a lifelong affection for the absurd and the outrageous, so part of me gleefully anticipates the day I can seize the moral high ground, however briefly, to denounce others for failures of piety and sobriety. I hope people will support and pray for me, if for no other reason than they share my delight at the prospect of Milo Yiannopoulos furiously and indignantly railing against homosexuals for sins of the flesh.
Hold on. Can we go back to that? There was a part of there that's key.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to read it again?
Yes, please.
Okay. I've enjoyed a lifelong affection for the absurd and the outrageous, so part of me gleefully anticipates the day I can seize the moral high ground, however briefly, to denounce others for failures of piety and sobriety.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that's your failure of piety, dude. No part of Catholicism or Christianity is okay with going around people going around ha ha
denouncing people.
I'm holier than you. Ha ha, you're going to hell. No, no part of that is okay with Christianity or Catholicism, no matter how much you've perverted it. You pervert.
He says, I hope people will support and pray for me, if for no other reason than they share my delight at the prospect of Milo Yiannopoulos furiously and indignantly railing against homosexuals for sins of the flesh. As you might expect, my professional priority...
See, yeah, people who aren't Christians aren't bound by Christian law.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Christians understand that.
Christians don't seem to be real bound by it either.
That's true. But, Milo, even if you do believe that, you know, being gay is a sin, it only applies to gay Christians. By most readings of Christianity, God isn't going to hold anyone accountable to a moral code they never profess to follow. The issue you're going to have, if your God exists, is that he will hold you to account for the moral code you express
are professing,
to follow.
Yeah.
But me, I'm not a Christian. I don't profess to follow that moral code. I'm okay with going around telling people, haha, I'm holier than you. I don't do it because I'm not okay with it. But
yeah, rude.
I don't proclaim myself to be following such a moral code. I'm not going to be held accountable for that, dude. You will be.
He says, as you might expect, my professional priorities are shifting somewhat given my new spiritual preoccupations. Over the next decade, I would like to help rehabilitate what the media calls conversion therapy. It does work, albeit not for everybody. As for my other aspirations and plans...
It works at increasing suicide rates.
I bet it does.
Yeah, that's why I don't buy anything from Chick-fil-A, because they give money to, like, conversion therapy.
Really?
Hey, chicken.
Hey, I bet it's so good.
It's not that great.
It is. For the hate.
It's so good, though. I mean, just ignore. Just ignore the hate.
It's really it's just
the
not
hate.
That
They're
great.
Trying to eradicate people like me from existence.
Well, now, wait a minute. To be fair, the Chick-fil-A in Nashua actually... Remember a few years ago, or several years ago, when there was all this controversy over Chick-fil-A and, like, conservatives were doing a boycott where they would show up and there were huge lines outside of Chick-fil-A for
yeah.
right-wingers to buy chicken sandwiches? Remember
it's because
that?
Chick-fil-A supports anti-LGBT groups.
I understand that. But what happened was the Nashua Chick-fil-A, which is, you know, these are franchisees, Nashua Chick-fil-A sponsored Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest in New Hampshire. That same time, like right when the Chick-fil-A Corporation was making all these headlines.
But they're still paying into the corporation.
They are. They are. But still, like, you know, it was interesting that they could even get away with doing that and keep their, you know, corporate approval or whatever.
Their waffle fries suck.
Yeah, their fries aren't that great.
Awful.
But what would you – so would you still boycott the Nashua Chick-fil-A even though they actually were a sponsor of Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest?
Yes.
Game lesbian.
I don't give money to people who are going to pay for conversion therapy.
But they may not be.
Well, they are somewhere along the way by feeding into the corporate Chick-fil-A system. I mean, they're paying their franchise fee
or
whatever.
Paying franchise fee.
They could just as easily open up a different restaurant.
Especially since a lot of people put their kids through that. Like, the kids aren't choosing to go into it.
What, through conversion therapy?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, Milo has one more thing to say. He says that he'll keep saying, I've always considered abortion to be the preeminent moral horror of human history. I'll keep saying so even more loudly than before. They say if you let one sin in, others will follow, and now I truly know what that means. As I've begun to resist sinful sexual urges, I've found myself drinking less, smoking less, you name it. I confess my weakness for designer shoes and handbags is yet to dissipate.
Does he even have money? He keeps talking about Givenchy and designer stuff. Like, how does he have money? I've not heard his name since 2016.
He's still got people that support him. I mean, just because we're not hearing about him doesn't mean he's not active in the conservative world, right? Mm-hmm. And he's saying he's buying Porsches for his now housemate. He said that earlier.
His housemate?
Yeah. It was the person he was living with who's now his housemate. He addressed that. He says, I am coming to realize, however slowly, that lust, per Augustine, is disordered desire for all sorts of things, not just NFL players. So that's the story from LifeSite
News. I see no issue with lust, or just degeneracy in general.
And as far as him thinking that getting rid of being gay is helping him get rid of other habits, sometimes I get into a phase where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to eat meat. And then I'm just like, oh, I have so much self-control. I'm just like being so good at self-control, like not eating sugar and all this. And you kind of get a high off that because it's like fun to do. It doesn't have anything to do with Jesus.
Well, it's an accomplishment. That's all. It's just you have set a goal for yourself and you're personally accomplishing something. So, of course, you got to.
And in his mind, like, it's the bad things that he's stopping doing are just like things that Jesus doesn't want you to do.
Well, no, he didn't say he stopped drinking or stopped smoking. He just says he's doing it less.
He's also having less gay sex. He didn't stop that completely either.
Right. What did he say? He claims he's only slipped once in the last 250 days. And define slipped.
I know, slipped is such a like casual.
Anyway, there you go. That's all.
It's bizarre, man.
603-283-6160 is the number here. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Yeah, since we're talking about gender and sex and perspectives and whatever, California has a bill, apparently, that would ban boys and girls sections at retailers if it passes. Now, we'll get into it coming up here in a moment. You can share your thoughts with us, 603-283-6160. And you can take control of the airwaves as well. Bring up whatever happens to be on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering final House passage of a massive stimulus bill.
This bill represents a historic victory for the American people. I look forward to signing it later this week.
Biden speaking at the White House and noted that he'll sign the bill in a White House ceremony on Friday. Several Republican lawmakers spoke on Capitol Hill regarding the ongoing crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Neal saying,
Mr. President, I tell you this. Your decisions have second and third order effects. It's now going to be on local state law enforcement in Texas to clean up this mess. It challenges law enforcement. It's difficult enough with our staffing issues. And now we're going to have more and more people enter our county and our state across the country.
USA Radio News. Veteran federal judge Merrick Garland is headed to the Justice Department.
The yeas are 70, the nays are 30, and the nomination is confirmed.
The Senate confirming Garland as Attorney General on Wednesday in a bipartisan vote. The White House is defending the new administration's border policies.
President Biden has made clear from day one that he wants to change our immigration system. Doing so means truly building back better.
White House border advisor Roberta Jacobson telling reporters it will take time to repair and redo the immigration policies of the prior Trump administration. Jacobson continuing with the message for everyone in Central America.
Neither this announcement nor any of the other measures suggest that anyone, especially children and families with young children, should make the dangerous trip to try and enter the U.S. in an irregular fashion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join in here, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria. Bitcoin.com, great source to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go there and click Get Started at the top of the page. Bitcoin today scraped close to its all-time high. It cracked over $57,000. Yeah, high today at $57,378. For Bitcoin BTC, it's back down to about 55.3 right now.
Oh, God, Bitcoin died.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I've got a Bitcoin hate piece.
Okay.
We could do that.
It's always fun.
But the news I wanted to share with you here about Bitcoin.com is that you can go and learn the basics. If you haven't taken the time to do that yet, please go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. And if you got 3 minutes, you can watch the first video there, and then you'll have at least a basic concept of some of the important ideas, because there is a bit of a learning curve. There are some new concepts involved here in this decentralized digital form of money that governments cannot control, and they cannot stop, and they don't like it. So if you...
That's okay. I don't like them.
Yeah, if you don't like the government, then you really ought to look into Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Go to Bitcoin.com, and you can learn more there. Also, news is available over on their news site, news.bitcoin.com, so head on over there as well. There was the story about Disney that I mentioned earlier, and that is they are now attacking their own products, just like Dr. Seuss. Who, you know, Dr. Seuss is dead, but there's an organization that was formed by his widow, Dr. Seuss Enterprises, I think it was. LP.
Is it really attacking their own products if they're like, oh yeah, we don't really agree with this statement anymore, so we're going to pull that back?
Yeah, I would say it is. If you're in the case of Dr. Seuss,
they're very mild with Dr. Seuss,
right? And in the case with Dr. Seuss. The whole point of the Dr. Seuss Enterprises was to continue his mission and continue promoting his works. And then after his wife died, they then stopped promoting, what was it, 6 books or something like that?
Six of his least popular books that I'd never heard of.
I never heard of them, and also they were written before he decided to change his mind about racism, so maybe he wouldn't have really cared about having them.
Were they written before that time?
I thought that we had covered that.
Because they weren't racist. I mean, they were...
They were racially insensitive. Or politically incorrect.
I mean, that's only looking back on them now, right? Like, that's only looking back with the most ultra-liberal kind of sensitivities back on these things. I mean, it was reaching.
It takes being an ultra-liberal.
Were you here the night we looked at the photos?
I was not here that night, but I've looked into them myself, and I can see the point that people are making. I don't think it's worth pulling the book.
It's a huge stretch, the point that people were making about those images in those books. And he did change his mind later on, and those books were not, in my opinion, in any way racist at all. I mean, he used some caricatures, he used some stereotypical things, but stereotyping is not racism.
Whether they're racist or stereotyping isn't really important to me. The important question to me is, are these pieces of literature that are worth keeping?
Mm. Well, Dr. Seuss thought so, because he continued to publish them until he died. His wife thought so, because she continued to publish them until she died. Now, whatever people got in charge of the board of directors of this organization have decided, no, they don't want to continue publishing them. And
well, they're the ones that have to put the energy forth to continue publishing them. I really don't see a problem with that story at all.
These books that most people weren't reading in the first place and that most people had never heard of. It's not like they're canceling Green Eggs and Ham here. They're canceling books that evidently the market has decided just weren't that valuable in the first place, considering
how few
of us... Go
look them up. Those books are selling for hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, because they're controversial now.
And conservatives
But, I mean, 10 years ago, people
triggered.
Weren't buying these books to read them to their kids. They were buying Green Eggs and Ham whatever.
No doubt about that. And if that was the reason they were stopping, then that's a fine reason to stop. Hey, these aren't selling anymore.
True.
But instead, they stopped doing it, and then 6 or 8 months later, they announced on his birthday why they were stopping. And it was all this, extra sensitive.
Could it just be they wanted some liberal money?
That's exactly what it was.
Or maybe they wanted to get canceled for money.
Well, it turns out there was one of the details on the story was the National Education Association, which is a leftist group of, it's the teachers union, was putting on a reading event every single year, and the Seuss Corporation was involved with that event, right? Like, they'd have some guy in a Cat in the Hat outfit show up, and, you know, there was a tie-in, basically.
Right.
And the NEA decided to stop the tie-ins when their contract ran out and did not renew the contract. So there was absolutely a financial reason why the Seuss Board of Directors decided, okay, I guess we can pull these books and make a big show of it, and maybe the NEA will come back and be our partner again.
I can't hate on them for that, any more than I can hate on Nike exploiting Colin Kaepernick or any of these other companies who exploit LGBT pride during June. I mean, this is what I expect these soulless, heartless corporations to do.
Indeed. It's just sad when, you know, you have a vision as a creator, and then the creator dies, and some board of directors takes over. And well, then you don't even come close to
how
that.
How many books did Dr. Seuss write? It's quite possible.
Must have been dozens and dozens. I don't know how many.
It's quite possible that, you know, when he was 85 years old or whatever, he wouldn't have approved of what he wrote then, and he just had no...
He actually did go back
it.
And... there was another story. It was Reason.com said that he, in his lifetime, when he changed his mind about racism, he actually went back and revised some of his works.
Okay.
So, no, he didn't forget about it.
That's good.
You know, he went back and he made changes, but these weren't racist things. Like, there was the supposed, one of the worst supposed images was of a fictional African island that the character in If I Went to, or If I Own the Zoo, there was one frame in that book where he got some fictional bird with a large neck, and there were two black beings that were sort of carrying this bird on a perch. That was the image. I mean, it wasn't even clear whether they're supposed to be humans or some sort of monkey or some sort of Dr. Seuss-created thing from this fake island. Like,
I personally think those are just Dr. Seuss-created people
things.
Because they look like Whos.
Right, but they weren't really people, right? Like, they're just a Seussian thing.
You wouldn't say that the creature is in...
The Lorax
You wouldn't
whatever.
Say any of those were humans.
Yeah,
and
no, they're just Seussian. For lack of a better term. But people want to be offended so bad. So now Disney is taking the same approach here. Okay, well, we can do the same thing the Seuss people did. We'll attack our own products, and then the liberals will
the
love
examples
us.
Here, though, are legitimately, like, racist, though.
Are they?
In where?
Well, let's get into it.
Oh, the Disney movies?
The U.S. Well, Sun.
And Peter Pan's treatment of the Native Americans in particular. I mean, not to mention Dumbo had the crows, one of the leader of which was named Jim. I mean, they were pretty racist. And it was from Walt Disney who was pretty racist.
Disney Plus has stripped its children's movie selections, according to The Sun, the-sun.com, of classic movies like Dumbo, The Aristocats, and Peter Pan because of their racist stereotypes. Settings on the streaming site's app will deter children from watching the once-loved, now-controversial titles. On the Stories Matter section of their website, Disney explained why each iconic movie was being pulled. For Dumbo, they explained that the crows and the musical number pay homage to racist minstrel shows, where white performers with blackened faces and tattered clothing imitated and ridiculed enslaved Africans on southern plantations. The leader of the group, this is an actual quote from Disney, quote, the leader of the group in Dumbo is Jim Crow, which shares the name of laws that enforced racial segregation in the southern United States, unquote. And for Peter Pan, they stated that, quote, the film portrays Native people in a stereotypical manner that reflects neither the diversity of Native peoples nor their authentic cultural traditions. It shows them speaking in an unintelligible language and repeatedly refers to them as Redskins, an offensive term.
I forgot it said Redskins.
Me too. And also I think that they call the girl, I don't know that word that means woman. It's like, I can't remember it now, I'm sorry.
An Indian word?
Yeah.
Squaw?
Yeah, they call her that. Not that, I don't know if that's really racist, but it's like almost offensive.
I mean, I don't find them to be, their stereotypical portrayal of Native Americans to be particularly offensive or noteworthy. I mean, it's just, kids have to have some sort of image of what a Native American is, and that's a fun, simple one for them to later expand their minds into.
But you think Dumbo went too far?
I would definitely say Dumbo went too far.
603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up your thoughts maybe on the Disney pulling its own movies, at least from the kids section of their streaming service, Disney Plus. More coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
So I'm looking a little deeper here because, like we found with this whole Dr. Seuss racism books thing that we discussed last week that was all over the news, most people aren't going to look into this stuff. They just see the headline.
Sure.
My God, Dr. Seuss was a racist! And then they don't actually go and look into the rest of the story. And the rest of the story is that, well, it turns out he was when he was like 30. And then he changed his mind later on in life and wrote things against racism, very specifically against racism. And so people can change, and that's always a nice thing when that happens, especially when it's somebody who's visible like that and who can go back and say they were sorry for, you know, being wrong. I mean, that's a pretty important and a pretty big thing for somebody to be able to do. That didn't come out in any of the mainstream stories. You had to go
and, of course not.
Right. You had to go and dig. You just sort of, the mainstream stories was, oh my God, this terrible man. They were treating him like he was, you know, Bill Cosby. Like, you know, that he'd actually, you know, raped somebody or done something horrifying in later on in life, when in fact the later on in life Dr. Seuss was totally different from the young Dr. Seuss. But, you know, I found myself wondering, all right, well, what about this, you know, these claims that Disney is now making? According to The Sun, Disney has a section on their website where they're now explaining why they're pulling from their own streaming service out of the children's movie section. So I guess they're going to keep these movies so adults can watch them. Dumbo, The Aristocats, and Peter Pan. And they go into it here saying that Dumbo they pulled because of the crows in the movie. The musical number, it says, pays homage to racist minstrel shows where white performers with blackened faces and tattered clothing imitated and ridiculed enslaved Africans on southern plantations. But is that what's really going on in the scene?
I don't know. I don't know anything about these minstrel shows.
I just pulled up the scene here, and also, and I'll play some of it for you, but also I found myself curious after listening to it during the break, just to, you know, see what it was. Who was voicing these crows, these racist crows? Who did they hire to be these supposedly racist crows? And what do I see here? Well, it looks like maybe one white guy and at least three black men.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I mean, plus this was the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a black man wasn't likely to get a job acting in a movie in the 50s.
Well, they
unless
gave
it
him
was
jobs
self-deprecating.
Here. Okay. Maybe so. Let's play some audio here. I've got the actual audio that's supposedly offensive. Here it is.
Did you ever see an elephant fly?
Well, I've seen a horse fly.
I've seen a dragon fly. I've seen a house fly.
I've seen all that, too. I've seen a peanut stand. I heard a rubber band. I've seen a needle that winked its eye. But I've been done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly.
What'd you say, boy?
I said when I see an elephant fly.
Now, obviously, it is not proper English to say things like be done seen, right? Like, that's not proper English, but there are certainly people who speak that way. And it's not necessarily racist to acknowledge that there is a certain group of people that have this way of speaking, I don't think. But let me go on with more of this audio here.
I'm more concerned about the use of the word boy there. I mean, that was a huge thing in the South of white people referring to black men as boy.
Now, let's see. Who did he say boy to?
He sent it to the main crow on the screen.
Okay, but these are all crows talking to one another.
Who called him boy?
I don't know. I have to go back. Hang on.
Dragonfly.
I've
seen
the
house fly.
I've seen all that too. I've seen a peanut stand. I heard a rubber band. I've seen a needle that winked its eye. But I've been done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly.
Maybe it was
a
boy.
I said when I see an elephant fly.
That was one of the... whoever it was off screen at the time. But it's only the crows who are mostly performing in this. So
I wonder if we could identify them by their voice and figure out whether or not it was, in fact, the white person who played one of the crows who said that.
No, it was... at least if this website is accurate, I have pulled up in front of me here the-disney-elite.tumblr.com, and it is apparently the white person who is doing the main role here. So okay. He was not the person who said boy. Going on.
I seen a front porch swing, heard a diamond ring. I seen a polka dot railroad tie. But I've been done seen by everything when I see an elephant fly.
By the way, for those that don't know, there's silly dancing going on here and silly things. I mean,
like you expect in a Disney
movie. Yeah, this is in no way, you know, oh my God, so racist. Let me go on.
And they tell me that a man made a vegetable truck.
I didn't see that. I only heard.
Just be sociable, I'll take your word.
I heard a fireside chat.
I saw a big man.
But I just danced till I thought I'd die.
But I'll be done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly.
Now they're making fun of the elephant, right? They're making fun of Dumbo, saying you can't fly.
There's a larger issue here, though. Who wrote the song,
mm-hmm.
and who wrote the movie?
I don't know.
Because there's very little doubt that what they were attempting to do was, you know, mock black culture there, at least in my opinion. But it may not have been them attempting to let me rephrase that. They ended up mocking black culture because that was what their image in their heads when they wrote that song and when they wrote the movie of what a black person is. And that's where the issue lies.
But there were some black people and are still, I'm sure,
yes,
some
black
people.
Yes, but when I think of a black person, that's not what comes to my mind.
No, it's not what comes to my mind
either.
But
it came to this writer's mind, and that's where the issue is.
Maybe they just thought it would be fun to have these types of singers in this
particular
movie.
Well, because in the 50s, they could do that without being held accountable for it.
And should they be held accountable? It's a fun scene. There's nothing that's offensive, at least to my mind, about this.
The offensive part isn't the scene itself. Is that, you know, that is how the person who wrote that imagines all black people to be.
I don't think that's true. It could simply be, hey, let's have this, you know, group of singers singing this thing because it's fun to do that. It doesn't mean all black people are like this. And these are crows in a, you know, they're colored black because they're crows.
Sure.
But I mean, they, to me, this is just reaching, man. This is reaching as far as somebody could possibly reach.
The crew is named Jim.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part to me. Like, if it's not making
it's,
fun of
it's supposedly
intentional.
That's what people say. I can't find that on the IMDb. When I was looking for the actor, I was trying to find out who it was that was singing. There's not a Jim Crow listed.
Maybe it's in the...
Didn't Disney say that?
I don't know.
Maybe it's in the
I mean, that's what credit. Disney's statement. Yeah, I mean, that's what
Disney's
statement.
Disney would know what the crow's name was.
No doubt. Let me go on, though, with the remainder. I mean, the birds are dancing in a very silly manner. Are they saying that, you know, black people can't dance? I mean,
well, here's another
it's
thing.
Ridiculous.
Like, me and you haven't seen any minstrel shows, so maybe that's a typical way they dance in minstrel shows. Maybe this is typical.
But I've never seen like everything when I see an elephant fly.
Silly. That's I mean, all it is.
I don't
is.
Disagree that it's silly, but yeah. To me, it's only noteworthy because, you know, the only reason people are paying attention to it now, to this obsolete movie from the 50s, is because this racism allegation. This is the
minstrel
most I've
shows.
Been exposed to Dumbo since I was 3 years old.
I heard you. Minstrel shows were supposedly where white people with black faces were performing. These are actual, at least 3 out of 4 of them, are black people performing this thing. Now, your statement earlier was that, well, they couldn't get work unless they were willing
well,
to be self-deprecating.
Blaxploitation films were also a thing.
Blaxploitation films weren't attacking black people. They were frequently made by black people, as I understand it. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, I mean, is there something to this that I'm missing? Because watching this is completely harmless fun. Honestly.
I will say that, like, Madea should be canceled just as much as that
What's
should
that?
Be canceled. You don't know what Madea is? It's
no.
Tyler Perry's, like, he's making fun of, he's being, like, an older lady, and he's really out there and just being really, like, a caricature of black people.
I don't even know who Tyler
people.
Perry is, so you'll have to tell me more about that coming up in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is on the way. You want to weigh in on Disney Plus pulling from their kids section Dumbo. The Aristocats.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.